people just get jobs instead of going after our hard-earned tax dollars.
Okay.
Drugs.
These guys are three guys.
Frank's pretty good too. Or Bosworth. I don't know.
Hell, it doesn't matter.
Three guys, Scott and William. Three guys, these are guys. I got a bottle of malt liquor in a brown paper bag and a pocket full of alfalfa sprouts. And I say to Scott, buddy, what can we cook up with this? He says, cookbooks. He's not talking real straight at this point. He's been thinking he's the Oracle at Delphi or else the Oracle at Oracle. I couldn't tell which. Because he'd say one word and repeat it as if it meant more. Repeat it. Cookbooks, he says. And we go to cookbooks. And I start looking in James Beard and Julia Child for alfalfa sprouts. And Scott takes the same books and checks the index for Beard. Alfalfa, Scott says, alfalfa, like it's supposed to mean something. Then I get this badass idea because I'm feeling around in my back pocket and there's a Hershey bar in there. Chocolate, I say to Scott, chocolate. Think of a cauldron of chocolate and you're drinking beer in it and you're eating alfalfa sprouts. She vomits all over Julia Child.
This happened at Borders. We all got this because I told the taxi driver or whoever it was whose car we were in, I think it was a German tourist on reflection, we needed City of Lights. And he said, huh? And I said, bookstore. And he doesn't get it. So we're at Borders. But we need to be at City Lights. The next S. Burroughs was reading, and I was giving the introduction. So I pick Scott up and carry him out of the store. People were looking, but fuck them. Adios, Scott says. Adios. Clap, Scott says. Clap.
I carry him to City Lights. It's a long way, and he vomits in my back pocket on the way, but so what? I'm drunk. We get to City Lights, and the next S. Burroughs, that's William, is standing up in front of a huge crowd of people. He's just standing there. William, I whisper, after dropping Scott in the poetry room, what are you doing? He looks at me. It's this mind-reading trick he learned in Dirk's Cult, I think. Dirk Telepathic, I think. Who knows? Whatever. I realize, William's saying to me, I can't talk until I've been introduced. Now, if you know William, you know he's a man of few words, even when he does talk. I ask somebody in the audience, how long has this been going on? And this person in the audience vomits. Now this confused me because Scott just vomited. Then it occurs to me Dirk's into peyote. He loves peyote. And it occurs to me further that William is in on peyote too. And it occurs to me further that me, I'm on it too, and I might vomit soon. But first, I should introduce William as the next S. Burroughs because that's who. And I see this clearly at the time, as if I'm an oracle, he is. So I go up to the front of everybody, work my jaw a bit, but don't say anything. And then I don't say anything. I think it, and now I think William, the next S. Burroughs, is going to read from his novelette, his collection of poetry. He's going to read from his experimental novel and his conventional one. He's going to read from his thesis, and he's going to read from his student paper. At this point, Scott meanders in. He's not saying anything, but he's thinking something. Ode, he thinks. Ode. He sits in the single empty chair in the back next to the books on astrology and stops thinking, empties his mind, and becomes Zen. Then Dirk comes in with about 100 disciples. I don't know how many of them there were, but they're all wearing this shirt that's got a picture of a bald Dirk on the front of it and on the back the words, Olean. So I think immediately that Procter & Gamble is coming to this cult. And sure enough, under Olean it reads, P&G, the best in anal leakage. Crowd, I think. Here is the allegedly risen one. Everyone nods their head.
Inexplicably, the lights go out. City Lights is dark, like the Dead Sea after the apocalypse.
I pause and then continue thinking. William's going to read from his term papers, I think. He's going to read from his class notes. He's going to read from cereal boxes and from grocery store coupons. He's going to read fortune cookie fortunes, underwear size labels, text from the highway billboard, the Declaration of Independence, the script to Goodfellas, the warning label on the back of a container of antifreeze, the James Beard cookbook. He's going to read transcripts of the conversations with Curtis White, Scott Redberg, myself, and Dirk. He's going to read auras. He's going to read tea leaves and street addresses and calling card access codes and the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Money and Investing. And Funk and Wagner's encyclopedia, the sports page of a Brazilian newspaper, a god in a clump of Dirk's hair, and you know what I think? And he's also going to read my mind. Everybody applauds him as S. Burroughs begins to read.
Thanks very much.